Thank you for the question. So I think, you know, you'd like me to just kind of characterize what is the nature of that interaction with the investment community, private investors, pension funds or other funds, and how do we make sure they are focused and we're attracting investment into the Canada's mining sector? So I think it was mentioned in the intro, you may all know, we have a very active Toronto Stock Exchange for minerals, metals-based projects, and very, very focused on early exploration. And that's a kind of a selling power for Canada. Some of that is backed to by a very unique tax flow-through tax system that kind of helps those junior companies attract investment and capital to do their work. So it's a very, very key component of making sure we've got a healthy domestic mining sector. How do we characterize it? I mean, it's the market doing what it does. But, you know, I guess a couple of comments on the state of play on that we've seen over the years, just in our role in government doing industry analysis, and really some of the role of my department is to kind of report on the health of the sector. And what we see, which continues to happen, is you've got to have a good business case, right, for your mining project. And we're out there competing with other mineral-rich countries for capital, and we're competing with other sectors. And so you'll have these waves of quite a bit more interest over time in whether it be marijuana stocks, recent example, high tech, et cetera, that diverts from companies successfully being able to raise capital to advance their projects. So it's an ongoing effort. We certainly have very strong national mining industry associations that have good links with the, private investment community, and that is ongoing, and including, of course, some of the key Canadian banks that have very strong portfolios and very strong teams and staff that are focused on looking for those opportunities. Having said all that, it is a very competitive world out there for attracting capital. So some of the work I do within the Government of Canada relating back to our Canadian Critical Minerals Strategy is focused on engagement overseas to try to attract more foreign direct investment to help specifically with trying to advance some of these critical minerals projects where the commodity is a little opaque and doesn't trade on the LME, for example, where we have to just work that much harder to create that value proposition. And that's some of our work. So I hope that helps characterize a little bit where the state of play is for you.